Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
I know you're not.
Yeah,
you're really
I'm hurting. I'm hurting this morning because I hurt my back over the weekend. I don't need any sympathy. I don't want anything. You know, you don't have to write in. You can if you want to. 51059.
Because he's not getting any at home.
No,
or
I'm
with
not.
Me either.
So we have to go to this function. The school.
A fancy function.
Yeah, it's a fancy function down at, where was it? Castle Pines?
Yeah.
We had to go down there. It's a school fundraiser, and they did a great job. It was a great event. Don't get me wrong. It was great. But I'd hurt my back on Saturday morning, and the event was Saturday night. And my wife, I don't think she believed me. And
she thought he was trying to get out of it.
Yeah. And no point did I even bring it up that you know, I can't go, you know, and then, you know, argument ensues. I eventually go. That never even happened. None of that. But she got stuck on that I wouldn't be able to dance.
Do you dance?
I cut the rug,
you
man.
Do?
Oh yeah,
oh, I didn't
yeah.
Know that you
oh,
would go and
Fred
dance.
Astaire, man. That's me. Oh yeah.
Wow. So I didn't know there were like I didn't know that you guys danced.
Oh, moonwalk, do it all. Yeah, yeah. Remember, I took those dance lessons, Foxtrot,
yeah.
All that crap.
I didn't know you guys took them together.
Oh, Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Wow. That's me. Yeah, but with a hurt back, you know, and she was very upset. Oh, you're going to be a ton of fun. Honey, I got my back's down. I can't dance tonight.
And I don't have any sympathy for you because it just seems ridiculous that a man has a bad back wouldn't buy a snowblower.
Yeah.
Especially when we told you that Moore's Lumber, or whatever, Moore's Lumber, remember down in Castle Rock?
Right.
The Mountain Wave weather guy said that they had a sale on all their snowblowers.
Yeah, they sure did.
And I said, go get one,
mm-hmm.
Right? So I can't deal with your, because it kind of is on you.
I know.
But I will tell you this. It didn't sound like you had a lot of fun because obviously your wife was kind of mad at you.
Well, it's hard to have fun when you're having your own pain, okay?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, and everybody was having a great time. They were, you know, having a few drinks and dancing and doing everything, you know, dinner. It was a nice event, and it was well done. It was cowboy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was called the main event, like
ooh,
a horse's
wow.
mane.
Yeah.
Main event.
Did you wear your cowboy hat?
Well, I wore the hat.
Yeah.
I wore a plaid shirt, but the boots hurt my legs.
Because and my you're back.
Yeah, because the heels.
So you had to wear
so I had
flops.
To go with flops. Yeah. So that upset everybody. Okay. BJ shows up with a cowboy hat and flops.
Oh, my God.
Like, dude, what am I supposed to do?
Well, you know what? The one thing, though, I will tell you, you bring up a good point, which is if it was reversed. Like, you would never say to her, oh, my God, you're faking it. You're, you know, you're not wanting to go to this party.
No.
Oh, my God. You know, you would never do that, right?
No.
I watched the humiliation of a man at the grocery store. And I thought of you, BJ.
Not only, you know, but even here, people don't—they just despise me for some reason.
Nobody despises you. It just seems like common sense is not your friend. A bad-backed man should have a snowblower. I mean, that just is common sense.
Well, I'm the king of common sense, and I kind of like shoveling snow.
Right, but
I kind of enjoy.
But every year, I feel like we go through this.
I know.
Every year, it's your back because of shoveling.
But Jamie, I can tell when I walk.
The best prediction of the future is the past.
I get you.
Yeah. So.
I can tell when I walk down the hallways. I see people turn and go the other direction. I know what's happening.
They go the other direction?
Yeah.
Really?
They don't want. Yeah. They don't want to come.
Well, let me go back to.
All right, go back to the grocery store.
How I thought of you. So Thursday night, I know we don't have to go to work today, or on Friday, right? So Thursday night, oh my God, did you see that video with Chet?
No, I didn't see that.
It was pretty funny. Anyway, so then I went to the grocery store, right? And so I'm like, I'm getting supplies, right? Just in case we really are snowed in. Because that's what people do.
That's
right?
What we thought was going to happen,
right.
too.
Yeah, and it kind of did, to
for
be
some people, yeah.
So I go to the grocery store, and I cannot find celery anywhere. Like, anywhere. There's just no celery available. So I see the produce guy. I go, am I missing something? Is there any celery? And he's like, oh, my God, we should just put a sign out and say we don't have any celery because everybody's asking for it. And I said, wow. I go, why does everybody want celery? And then this guy that was right there goes, because your wife decides to make soup at 8 o'clock at night. And then I go, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. To me, I wasn't even thinking about making anything. I just want to eat it. Yeah. I go, I'm so embarrassed because I thought everybody just was going to crunch on it. And then the produce guy goes, that's not embarrassing. Let me tell you about my main man here. And he puts his hand on this guy that's just a shopper.
Yeah.
He goes, I just talked to his wife. And these other two guys, they're crying laughing. They're laughing so hard. And the guy goes, yeah, she made me put him on speaker because I couldn't find the celery. And the guy's like, that's right. My main man had to call us on speaker. His wife was bitching at him saying he could never find anything at the grocery store.
There you go.
Oh,
poor
God.
Dude. Poor dude.
Poor dude is right. Yeah. He was on speaker with the produce department. His wife is just like, do you have any celery? Because he can't find anything. And then I was telling my girlfriends, and she's like, oh, my God, I would totally do that.
Oh, yeah. I think most would.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. My God.
You know, and the thing with a spouse, I think it's more one way. I think it's more toward a wife, toward the husband.
Yeah, because we think you're morons.
Well, it's either one of two things, yeah. Maybe even three, but they either don't believe you,
yep.
They don't believe you, or you're conniving to get out of something, you know.
My girlfriend told me that she could literally send her husband with a list. He'll say there's no asparagus, and she can drive right up there and find the asparagus, and then she gets to go, see? It's kind of her joy.
Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
But it's like, I guess it's a fine line between humiliation and just, and we're so agitated with you because yeah. I always would say to my husband, use your hands to look, which means move stuff. Like move stuff and look. Don't just use your eyeballs. Use your hands to look. And he's like, would you not talk to me like I'm 7? I'm a freaking surgeon.
Oh, everybody's happy.
We're all happy. Marriage is great, yeah. Isn't it?
Why is there a shortage on celery? Is there?
Oh, yeah. There was no celery. And then,
why is that?
Because everybody's making soup.
No kidding.
Yeah, everybody.
So we had a celery shortage over the weekend.
And in fact, then the produce, I didn't want to go into the story, but the produce guy, I mean, they were dying laughing at this poor, just like, I don't know, mute, like little man that was just in the corner looking for celery because he was just beat up by his wife. And he said, and then she made us call 3 other stores and they didn't have celery either.
Oh. You're bouncing around various supermarkets looking for celery. Way to spend a Saturday night, man. Right?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.